Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. Experts have ruled out a rate cut ahead of the RBA's announcement tomorrow. Griffith Uni's Professor of Economics, Chris Fleming, reckons the rates decision could go one of two ways.
It's probably a 50-50 call of whether they stay the same or actually go up. Inflation is not coming down as quickly as they'd like. It's still above their target range. And it was probably the most recent quarterly data was probably a little bit higher than they were expecting.
While Wide Bay renters are feeling the pinch, and the latest CoreLogic data proves it. Maribyrnong's median weekly dwelling rent value is $485. That's an annual growth of 8.1%. We now know 80% of Queensland farmers have been victims of rural crime. It comes a month after a spate of Easter long weekend break-ins in farms across the Wide Bay. The findings come from the University of England criminology expert Carl Moroney, who is conducting a national survey to understand the impact of crime, including in Bundaberg. He says crims target farms across all of Queensland because they have expensive equipment.
So a lot of theft of livestock, a lot of theft of tools, machinery, and that kind. Those tend to be the primary offences experienced by farmers.
Police say a collision which saw a police officer taken to hospital is not being treated as a criminal investigation. The male traffic officer suffered non-life-threatening injuries when he was knocked from his motorbike in a collision with a Volkswagen T-Cross in Skarnes yesterday afternoon. They do, however, need CCTV or dashcam footage to help piece together how the officer was hit. To sport, a former Maribyrnong Aussie Rules player has made his debut for the Brisbane Lions. Bruce Revel ran onto the field in the Lions' clash against the Gold Coast Suns on Sunday, with the Lions coming out on top. The 23-year-old played for the Western Magpies and Maribyrnong earlier in his career.